homelessness, I don't pretend to have the wherewithal nor skill sets to contribute much to the resolution of this terrible social malady. But I don't apologize for this, for it is apparent that neither do our elected officials, nor do our social experts and charitable organizations who work in an attempt to resolve this terrible social development. There are very few elements of life that can erode and overwhelm the human condition more than homelessness. It is also a conundrum for this writer to add to what has already been said about this most devastating of issues. I have witnessed some of these people pushing a shopping cart along the pathway. This ill-suited conveyance is often overflowing with the totality of their worldly possessions. Among these is a familiar blue tarpaulin, which is their only protection against the elements when pitched at night in a rag-tag fashion as a sort of a tent. Heaven knows what they are lying on to keep them above the hard cold ground when they sleep or otherwise seek shelter. Apparently they select these encampments to be as close to whatever services they might access. And while some nearby residents might have compassion for the plight of these poor souls, NIMBYism is the likely result of such close proximity. We hear about discarded needles, ground litter and personal hygiene issues to name but a few incidents that arise from having encampments in parks and nearby residential neighborhoods. Then the city officials are asked by their nearby constituents to remove these campers but, according to Ontario law, they are not permitted to unless the municipality can provide those being evicted with shelter of some type. The shelters provided by municipalities and some charities are few and far between and quickly overfilled to capacity and on a regular basis. Municipal budgets are often strained to the limits and incapable to find the necessary funds to supply the demand. There are a number of food banks in most communities and they supply these homeless people with some of the basic nutritional necessities. However, many of these charitable organizations are unable to meet the needs of all of their client bases and are continually working to meet that target. Homeless individuals are only a small percentage of their client bases. According to recent estimates, there are somewhere in the vicinity of 600-plus homeless individuals in the Niagara region. It is difficult to pin that number down. Studies have not yet determined as to how, when, and why these individuals became homeless. Such data might contribute to resolving this issue before vulnerable persons fall into such an unwholesome, unhealthy and dangerous living style. It is written that the poor you will always have with you, but further reading also admonishes to love thy neighbor.